This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Today's voice of change. You ever have someone just assume something about you because of your age, or because you make a certain amount of money, or you look a certain way? Whether we like to admit it or not, we all hold a particular view about someone or a group of people, which affects how we perceive them and then how we interact with them as well.
Do you think I'm good at math?
I am very, like, by the book and very smart, but I can't drive.
It's always been a case of, you know, is he stealing something from this store?
Usually I'm probably gonna steal or something. When I go into stores, I usually get to look around the corner or watch the cameras a few times.
That I'm untrustworthy or that I'm not good enough.
I get like, oh, you're so well-spoken.
Stereotypes don't just appear out of nowhere. Many date back hundreds of years. Several are negative, some are seemingly positive, others are just neutral. But Dr. Omeykango Dibenga says all of them are harmful and continue to keep people of color, especially in a disadvantaged status.
The idea that black people aren't good with money helped continue to perpetuate the stereotype that led to banks not wanting to give us loans as it relates to housing. The idea that black people can endure more pain leads to more black people not receiving the same level of pain medication that white people are.
Dr. Dibenga teaches at American University. He's a motivational speaker, a trilingual poet, and an author as well. His new book is an Amazon bestseller. In it, he details the history of stereotypes, the present-day effects of stereotypes, and ways to challenge stereotypes, including what he calls the Rule of Seven. It allows you to confront and change your own bias.
And I'll give you some examples, because many of us talk about it, but are we living it? So here's a good question. What do your seven closest friends look like? Do you listen to podcasts or TED Talks? What do the hosts or speakers of the last seven ones that you watch look like? Do you have kids in your life? What do the last seven toys that you bought for them look like? You watch television? What does the cast of the last seven shows that you watch look like? You hire people? What do your last seven hirees look like? Who are your seven closest neighbors? If you're not diversifying what you intake, how can you start to have diverse experiences? And when I do this particular session, as simple as it sounds, people start crying in the sessions that we're doing because they realize that they talked a good game, but in their own life, they have been sheltered.
You heard him mention sessions there. Different corporations, schools, and conferences invite Dr. Dibenga to speak at different events. You can learn much more about him and his new book, omeykango.com. You can find him on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube as well. And he was telling me the reason why he wrote this book was because after George Floyd's murder, a lot of people were doing performative activism and not really checking the unconscious bias and conscious biases they had. So he wrote the book to give us all steps. Of course, the title is Lies About Black People, but it includes all stereotypes that we hold about people within the pages as well.
Boy, that seven theory is something else.
I was like, whoa.
Ever since I've had that conversation with him, I've gone through my life thinking about that feeling. So if you ever see me just like zoned out, I'm probably going through
one, two, three, four, five.
The golden rule.
That really sticks with you.
It does. Yeah.
It makes you think.
It really does.
Yeah,
it really does.
I like that.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.